You were also talking about a mind virus, and we were just talking about that before we brought you on. That made me think of your video when you were talking about these different kinds of zombies that have different stages of infection, and that some people can be reached and some people can't. Maybe you want to get into that a little bit.
Yeah, I think some people are kind of, they're maybe very naive in the way that they see things, and they are infected, but they don't necessarily use it as a weapon. And you can maybe talk to them and try and pull them out of it, but then you get these really extreme anti-whites who are totally unapologetic in being anti-white, and they actually revel in their own vile behaviour, and they're incredibly aggressive, and you know they might make a living out of it. Everything that they do is to try and take you out. And I was talking about the different zombies in The Last of Us and saying that, you know, the runners and the stalkers, the first couple of stages, maybe they can be saved, but then the bloaters, which are like the last stage of the zombie infection, there's just no point in wasting your time talking to these people at all because all they try to do is bait you. And these people will help you to lose your job, they'll destroy your family, they'll do anything to destroy you. They're horrible, horrible people. And we just need to ignore them, but also show other people what they're saying and just say, like, look, is this, do you stand for this or do you want to join us? So, yeah, I thought it was an interesting observation how there are like different stages of zombies, but also different stages of white guilt infected people.
Yeah, and you kind of have to discern like who's worth working on and who's not when you meet them, you know, in debates and on the streets in conversations, that some people just can't be helped and you just have to leave them to it, you know. Even if they're not aggressive, they're just so gone that anything you say is, you know, they have some sort of counter to that, some sort of anti-racist brainwash counter to anything that you can dream up with. And, you know, we are a National Socialist organization, so obviously there's a lot of baggage there, you might be aware, but people will bring up the Holocaust, they will bring up Hitler and World War II. So, yeah, there's a lot of times where you just have to leave these people to it, you know. But some people can be reached with logic, some people can be reached with emotion. It's just different ways of approaching people, I think.
Yeah, well, people bring up the Holocaust to us, and we're not a National
Yeah,
Socialist organization,
it's
so.
unavoidable.